This is artist Josh Burcham, and you jumped inside the pool bag only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Yes. This is Megatron, and you found the All Things Transformers frequency here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Join Steve and Mike as they unleash the beast in you and talk all things Transformers on this 25 years of Beast Wars. Yes.
Hello and welcome to episode 403. That's right, the 403rd episode of The Pullback. I'm, of course, Steve, you and Mike. Joining me, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
It is Steve. I.
You waited too long in your pause. Come on, Megatron. Get your shit together. This is the 403rd episode, and I feel like it's the 404th episode. Oh, boy. So, yes, this March we celebrated 8 years, 400 episodes. We are now over that mark. We are well on our way to episode 500. And today we are going to be doing a spoiler-filled, you are being warned right now. Megatron, what do you say?
Excellent. Yes.
Spoiler-filled review of IDW Publishing's Transformers Beast Wars, issue number 2. Written by Eric Burnham, art by Josh Burcham. Hey, we just recently interviewed that guy. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Letters by Jake M. Wood. The assistant editor is Riley Farmer. The editor is David Mariette. And supervising editor is Tom Waltz. We got to get Tom back on here. Tom was the original writer person along with Kevin Eastman and Bobby Kurnow on the IDW Turtles comics. And we interviewed him right before issue 50 or issue something for Turtles a couple years ago. And now that he's doing Transformers stuff on the editing side, I've got to get him back in here. This is Savage Landing Part 2. I love the colors.
Oh yeah, totally.
I will say, because I think it's a little, maybe it's just me, but Optimus Primal's alt mode seems a little too dark considering the rest of the colors. And I'm only saying this because I'm seeing the story so far page, where it shows him, where he says, "I don't feel any different, but this fur looks so real. Computer, why was this necessary?" Like that, I don't know. But anyway, in the second issue, so I don't know how often you've read the Transformers comics, other than when I've told you to do so. But for years, ever since 2005, anyway, well, when they started, I think, for as long as the previous universe, they would always do roll call page to show you the characters that are going to be in the comic.
Well,
I love this.
Marvel Comics of old did this too in
okay,
the 90s,
I was
late
not,
90s.
Okay. I was not sure. I love this. I think this is super cool. Whether it's the alt mode, whether it's the beast mode, whatever kind of thing. I love the little frames around it. So whoever did that, kudos. We start this issue with Rhinox, and Rhinox is not too impressed with this planet.
No, he's not happy at all.
It's a patchwork world. Biomes that shouldn't coexist side by side do. There are mountains floating in the sky. Oh boy, I can't wait till we get to that episode or that issue of the comic, because yikes.
Well, and I like how Rat Trap's just cavalier sitting in the chair eating.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things to like in this book, folks. And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, one of the most memorable things is the fact that Vok are showing up this early and spying on everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I have to say this, and we said this in the interview with Josh Burcham. Reading this second issue and the fact that they are now on Earth, I love, absolutely love the colors of the backgrounds and how barren it is. This is prehistoric Earth. This is not supposed to be, or it's not prehistoric Earth, but it's, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. Earth before humans kind of thing. And, you know, like Rhinox says here, it's a patchwork world. So I'm assuming this is also before, you know, Pangea, you know, before it, you know, split into the seven continents that we now have kind of thing. And that panel where we see snow and desert and the colors are so good. The art on the, like the island, like, the island looks great. It looks so fucking good. And then you're right, the designs. And I swear, Rat Trap looks like a rat version of a Metal Gear Solid soldier with that exclamation point above his head. And anytime I see a red exclamation point, I have to always reference Metal Gear Solid because that's where that's from. But yeah, I mean, Rhinox and Rat Trap and... My question is, why is Rhinox in robot mode, but Rat Trap isn't?
Because Rat Trap likes to just chill.
True. Very, very true.
And Rhinox doesn't exactly have fingers in beast mode.
That's also true.
So he kind of needs that form to do what he's going to do. But I do like the fact that the Vox show up, scan him, and then they show up and do the same to Tarantulas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they scan. Who do they scan? Oh, yeah, they brain scan Rhinox. Yeah, you're like, we must inspect them, too. I love the flash. The flash. I love the disappearing automatopoeia. And Rat Trap's like, Skid Plate, did you see that?
Yeah, well, then Terror Source sees the same thing.
Right, yeah. And I have to say, as much as I love the animation of Beast Wars, the CGI and everything else, I was never, and I actively avoid Tarantulas episodes because...
I didn't like him until he became a transmetal.
Yeah, but...
It was before that, he just bothered me.
But here's the thing that I'm trying to bring up here is that initial design before the transmetal, like, I really dig to, like, I love what Josh is doing with, and it's not just because Tarantulas is purple. I have never liked that character because he just creeps me out so much kind of thing. But, Scorponok, might not want to interrupt Megatron there, Scorponok.
Oof. No. He gets grabbed by the neck and
Scorponok, I said I was not to be disturbed while I was working.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to help. You said we were going to attack the Maximals, but you've only focused on the Golden Disk. We all grow tired of waiting, Megatron.
Oh, you do, do you?
Crunch.
We should not attack until we can be sure of our defenses.
Yeah, it's yeah. Awesome. I love his line as he's picking him up by the tail and throwing him out.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now leave me. I have work to do.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, and then Waspinator.
Waspinator just got back.
Yeah. I love that you can do these. I'm so glad they made this comic. I like. Don't get me wrong. It's great that you can inflect the characters to the animation and everything else. Obviously, you've been doing this for years. But just having you do it as the comic goes along is just so fun.
I actually might. I think it'd be fun once we have like this arc done.
Right.
To go through. And I'll just voice as many of them as accurately as possible.
Yeah, and I will voice as many of them as inaccurately as possible. Like to
just go through, like, and we'll read the comic.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we'll divvy up the lines and we'll just see what happens. bonus content.
There you go, folks. So Nyx is out on the, I guess, the top of the ship or whatever. She's out looking at the sunrise, sunset, or something or other, and Optimus comes up to her, and he's basically telling her to go, you know, fly, spread your wings, you know, but be careful that we have to explore this land. We can't just, you know, sit here and look at readings. We have to actually use the sensors, and the best sensor is you going to fly.
Yeah, and then I like how Cheetor complains when he's looking for her because of her small hands, and then he's like, "Hey, I got match trapped again." He's like, "We can get junk in the in the mechanics. It'll be better to crash again."
Yeah.
I do find it interesting though that the dark side in the next panel is not necessarily in the same place it was during season one.
Right.
So it's not by like volcanic stuff. It's just kind of there. And then Dinobot's kind of the second in command.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he's the second in command. I mean,
because he is at this point.
He is. Yes. I'm not saying he isn't. I'm not trying to say that within this story, he isn't, but compare him to Tarantulas, and Tarantulas is like, "You don't. I don't answer to you. I answer to Megatron."
Well, that's because he answers to the Triparticus Council, and the Triparticus Council told him to listen to Megatron until it otherwise interferes with their plans.
True.
But I like how they're just having this back and forth banter, which kind of follows what happens between the two of them throughout the actual series too. Is that, you know, they're throwing insults at each other, or Dinobot always knows where to find Tarantulas when he doesn't want to be found, and then manages to pull one over on Tarantulas every time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just interesting watching that. But you can see the seeds of irritation on Dinobot, like, "Oh, these guys are idiots."
Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much. And I love that. I love those panels between the two of them because, again, Josh's lines, his designs, and his colors. His colors, like the panel where Dinobot's like, "You have no respect for the chain of command." The bright fuchsia pink purple background, even though it is so bright, it highlights the definition of each of their faces as they're facing off, and I love that so, so much.
Yeah, I know. And then it's funny because he's just like,
"You have no respect for the chain of command."
You know,
we are agents, rogue agents, Dinobot. We follow Megatron as long as I'm interested in him, and we follow you not at all. Now get out of my lab!
I forgot you could do those guys.
I don't do Dinobot very well, but I can do Tarantulas. Yeah.
So Nyx is off flying through the air and through the jungle and through the islands, and she's trying to contact the Axelon, but apparently she's out of range. But comms should work planet-wide. Energon radiation limits signal. Great. I guess I should head back, and then I hear his voice in my head, so Maximus, Scott, I hear, like, I literally heard Pterosaur say this in this page. Like, he popped out and said it in my ear. I could, Pterosaur.
Oh, I know. The only thing I could do at him, like, really well is where he goes, "Pterosaur, terrorize!" Mm-hmm. You know? I did that for the kids the other day, and they were like, "Oh, that's cool." No, I like how he just kind of, you know, he's like, "Oh, you're right. I'm going to have to try something different." And shoots her down. And then you get to later on and see Megatron being interrupted again by him. And
"Now, how many times do I have to repeat myself? I don't wish to be disturbed."
You know, and then he's like, "Oh, trust me, you'll want to see this." And he's just carrying her limp body.
Yep. And the interesting thing about the "I do not want to be disturbed" line is he's got his rubber ducky.
Yeah, he goes, "Squeak!" I love Megatron's face, like in the next panel, though, where it says "Trust me" next to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the irritated snarl in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, of course, then it teases Tarantulas shocks everyone, you know, mm-hmm. and then it's got the preview panel Tarantulas webbing her up, basically like the web with episode 3 with Tarantulas and Cheetor. So basically she's filling the Cheetor role on this one where yep. she's scouting and has the new comm system and gets captured. And
now this but, issue, like, oh, go ahead.
I was just Sorry. Saying, it's just kind of flipping things on its head.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think, I mean, with this, I pretty much knew I would, but I didn't think I would really be that excited to deal with monthly comics again, but man, this is just like, oh, I'm on the edge of my seat, and I wish I could go, like, literally, the local comic shop to me is like 2 city blocks down the street, kind of, like, it's 2 city blocks and a couple over kind of thing, and I wish I could go and support my local comic shop and everything else, but it's just not in the cards right now, and getting them digitally is just the best way for me to do it currently, and I just love this. There are 3 covers. The main cover is Megatron, is Pterosaur, I should say, with Nyx. That's the cover with the 2 moons. Oh, I didn't even notice on the cover the 2 moons.
Oh yeah, they're very subtle.
How about that? But cover B is Rhinox in robot mode and Scorponok in, or is that Scold or Scorponok?
That's Scorponok.
Yeah,
Scold
yeah.
is a type of turtle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Rhinox and Scorponok, which is interesting seeing those 2 characters together. The main cover is done by Josh with art and colors. Art on Rhinox and Scorponok is done by Dan Schoening with colors by Luis Antonio Delgado, who has done Transformer stuff for years for IDW. And there is a retailer incentive cover A where it's Optimus Primal riding Megatron?
And having his arm bit.
Oh, wow. That is done by Winston Chan.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite cover of these 3?
Well, out of the 3, I do like Dan's only for the fact that he captured the Thrilling 30 Rhinox and mm-hmm. the standard beast from the show of Scorponok. However, I prefer Josh's just because I like the robo design for Nyx and Pterosaur and the double moon and the colors.
Yeah. Josh's colors, man, they all oh, his colors, his art, the lines on Pterosaur's head, the design lines on the left side of Pterosaur's head, how he makes his smile, the red eyes pop. And then you got Nyx just standing there like, I'm just a little bitty prey bat. You know, I don't want to mess with you, Mr. Pterosaur, sir.
I don't know. I like his art anyway. I'm kind of partial because he designed right. Optimus Prime for me.
Yes. And for those that don't know, Optimus Prime is the mascot for all things Transformers. Right. No, but I'm saying I'm praising the man. I think it's great. I think it's so fun. And while I do love Dan Schoening's cover, it's a little plain. And then you get to Winston Chan's, and I'm like, ooh, Steve's going to really dig that because, hello, it's Optimus and Megatron, and it's Megatron in dino mode. Even though we've seen that in the book so far, we haven't seen it in somebody else's style other than Josh's.
Well, if they had him in robot mode, I think I would be a little bit more keen on it. But because it's only dinosaur mode, I don't. But I guess you could say I'm partial to the robot mode shots, but I like all 3 of them, honestly, but out of the affordability factor, Josh's is just fine.
Yep. And I like that it keeps in continuity of, you know, that Josh is the main artist on the series, and I love variant covers, don't get me wrong. There are some really, really, really great variant covers out there. But for this episode, for this issue of the comic, for the 2nd issue in, with how cool and how interesting Josh's art is in this, like, wow. absolutely amazing. Cannot wait for issue 3. You have any other thoughts that you want to bring up about issue 2? Anything you didn't? Is there anything out of place for you here or anything? Or are you just happy to go along with the story?
I'm just happy to go with the story. I'm loving every bit of the ride and just looking forward to the changes and the similarities.
Absolutely. Same here. I really dig it. I think it's cool. I think it's one of those things where this wait and see thing of how what's going to happen. Like I said earlier, I didn't think I was going to be excited again for monthly things. And I am, because of this comic. Also because of, we haven't had a chance to record it yet, but also because of Radiant Black from Image Comics from Kyle Higgins as well. So yes, the next time that Beast Wars will be inside the pull bag is sometime during Autobotly April this year, 2021. The comic releases. It's expected to release April 7th, 2021. What are you going to give it 0 to 5 for issue number 2, sir?
I think I'm going to have to give it a 5. I'm honestly, like, I enjoy the direction. I enjoy the conversation, the colors, the designs. You get a little bit of insights of the different machinations going on with all the different characters.
Right.
So ultimately, it's building to something, and there's no filler here. So
no, there's no filler, and I think what we're seeing in the second issue that is so good is character moments for each character. Like, almost every character was spotlighted in this issue, whether it was Rhinox and Rat Trap, Optimus, Nyx, and Cheetor, Nyx versus Pterosaur, Tarantulas, Dinobot, Megatron, and Scorponok, Megatron and Pterosaur. Everybody got to do something, and it is so very, very cool. Absolutely love it. I am also going to give it a 5, and I know we need to leave room in case things go bad, but I have nothing. I have no gripes. I have nothing but good expectations for this comic. And I know we did talk about the writing, but we didn't really mention his name, Eric Burnham. Man, I'm telling you, the comic writing team, writing and art team for 2021, hands down, is Burnham and Burcham. Man, they are killing it. Only two issues in.
They're killing it. Yeah, I already called my local comic shop and said I want to subscribe.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm like, do it. And they're like, I think there's only 5 issues in the series as far as I know. And I says, no, I'm pretty sure it's ongoing. I says, you may not have gotten the memo. I haven't.
I have it on good authority from the person drawing the thing.
Yeah, that's what I more or less said.
I just interviewed the artist last night.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so the next... I've been wanting to get Eric in here for a while because of Turtles and Ghostbusters and other things he's done. But yeah, hopefully the next interview for all things Transformers, the pull bag, and the Beast Unleashed podcast will be the writer of this comic, which is Eric Burnham. It's going to be so fun talking to him. I just got to reach out and grab that brass ring to see if he wants to be on the show. So yeah, coming up next time, folks, we've got a very strange idea, and again, just like episode 400 of this show, I have no idea how I'm going to pull this off. I'm going to try my best to pull it off to the point where it's not just me talking to people in clips and me saying the same thing over and over again, like in the upcoming ToyCast episode 100. But it is episode 404, Comics Not Found, coming up here inside the pull bag. And then after that, we've got episode 405, which will be Radiant Black issues number 1 and 2. Edward and Kendra Hale will be joining me for that. And then, that's going to round out March. And we'll have Autobotly April 2021, starting with volumes 2 and 3 of the main ongoing for IDW. We'll have Beast Wars in there. We'll have the Galaxies series in there as well. So where can the people find you online, sir?
Or on Twitter, at SCP21.
All right, I am also on Twitter, at TFG and Mike. You'll hear all the rest of the stuff in the closing, folks. Make your great escape into comics, and we will catch you next time here inside the pull bag. 404 Comics Not Found.
This is comic book artist Josh Burcham, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Pull Bag. Remember to always make your great escape into comics.
This is Megatron, and you're listening to All Things Transformers on the Geekcast Radio Network. Yes.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pull Bag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @ThePullBag and @GeekCastRadio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.